Previously on Pitch.
The video is everywhere.
I just don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to take secret exits. I don't want to smile.
We've heard all the excuses over the years.
Really, I'm fine.
No, you're not.
You and I, what we're doing, might have cost us the game today.
You don't want to do this anymore.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'll say it.
No, your head wasn't really in it anyway.
I figured you weren't dating anybody else seriously because you weren't over Rachel yet.
I'm still in love with you.
You only want me because you can't hack me.
I got hacked. Selfies that we took from the road.
The selfies hacked from Trevor's computer have surfaced. Pictures are being released. What else you got?
And I can give you a home. And I promise you that San Diego will embrace you as one of their own.
I'm not sitting behind Mike Lawson.
Marte is a catcher. He's coming to your team.
That guy's not taking my job.
Arriving at the stadium, Mike heads down a corridor in the clubhouse. He passes a darkened office and enters a kitchen. He checks a coffee maker and presses a button on the device. Mike walks into the empty locker room. He hangs up his jacket and takes a seat at his locker. Removing his pants, he wears athletic tape on his knees and shins. He peels off a sock, revealing dark tape wrapped around his foot. Mike slowly stands. He takes off his shirt and inspects a bruise on his bicep. A fair-haired teammate enters the clubhouse.
That skip has given you the day off behind the plate.
Yes.
I got screaming kids at home. I got an excuse to be here early.
Kiki's working on my back.
Mike looks at the young player's muscular body. The catcher heads out of the locker room. In Ginny's hotel room, Amelia looks at an exaggerated bobblehead of Ginny on the counter.
You look like a waitress at Hooters. I mean, I'm amazed that your head is the only thing that bobbles. Front office should be throwing a fit.
Amelia, nude photos of the real me are about to explode all over the internet. I need to know what we're going to do to stop it.
We can't stop it. I've got three law firms on this. We can keep it out of the tabloids, but there's no way that we can keep them from the underground websites. They're already teasing them. Elliot says that we've got five days tops.
So much for being one of the guys. So much for being a role model to little girls.
I've handled this kind of thing before.
Yeah, for bobble-headed actresses who see nudity as a career move.
I'm just saying that we have to be tactically creative about this.
Tactically creative?
Yeah. Our strongest move is deniability. It's us being able to prove that it's not you.
It is me.
Right. So some might fabricate a mole, say on your left hip. Have it appear in training photos.
Wait, you want me to change my body to support a lie?
Are you kidding me? Never. You wouldn't, would you? You shouldn't. Good for you.
I need you to come up with something better so I can focus on my job.
I have to go tell the front office.
They're already upset with me after LA.
They need to know. They need to know today.
Amelia gets up from the couch. Ginny crosses toward the bedroom door.
Hey, it's too bad about you, Mike. I'm sorry if I was the reason it didn't work out.
Mike Lawson has some stuff that he needs to work through. You pushed me out of the way of a speeding bullet. Now it's my turn to help you. That was a hard no on the fake mole, right?
Amelia.
You're good, smart. I'm just testing.
Amelia leaves. Fox presents Pitch San Francisco, read by Leilani Jones Wilmore. On the field, two players collide as they both try to make a catch. The ball rolls onto the grass. Wearing catcher's gear, a player lies on the ground. The other player, Salvamini, waves across the field. Later in the clubhouse.
With your backup catcher down, you know what this means, right?
They're going to bring up LeVon.
They're going to bring up LeVon to back you up.
Hey, Mike.
They're going to bring up LeVon. In the minute you take a day off, or you pull a hammy and he gets a start.
If you say Wally Pipp.
He's going to Wally Pipp your ass.
Who's Wally Pipp?
He's not Wally Pipping my ass.
Yeah, well, tell that to the media and the fans when they start screaming for LeVon to start the first time you go 0-4.
Hey, Mike. If you have a sec later, can I show you how my cutter's coming along? I think I got something here.
I just caught 8 innings on my day off. Love to.
Yankees first baseman Luke Gehrig replaced starter Wally Pippen played in 2,130 consecutive games. That's Wally Pippen.
How could you be a ball player and not know who Wally Pipp is?
I was born in 1992.
Try watching some Ken Burns.
Mike.
Here it comes. Good luck, Wally.
Mike joins Al and Buck in an office.
You know what this means, right?
You're calling up LeVon.
He's on a flight already.
I don't waste any time, do you?
Well, El Paso had a game in Vegas. Look, Mike, I want you to play some first base.
Sorry?
Charlie and Oscar want to see what LeVon can do behind the dish, and I want both your bats in the lineup.
First base?
Not every day.
Remember spring training, Tucson? Two errors in one game?
Two errors in one play.
Oh, thanks, Buck. Always good to have you doing color commentary.
Listen, Mike, you're not a rookie anymore. This'll help prolong your career.
Now, in fairness to Lawson, this sounds a lot like what you say to a guy when you're starting to end their career.
Mike glares at Buck.
Got a hack of whiz.
Buck, can you tell Jenny to come in here?
Yep.
Team has to come first.
And I'm the catcher on the team. Ask anyone. Better yet, try asking me.
This is not a Wally Pipp thing. Think of it as a temporary move.
Well, I'm not good with moves.
Linden, California, 1990.
Think of it as an adventure. Moving back to Poway. Won't that be fun, Mikey?
We just moved here. You said we're never going back.
Here's a fun game. Grab as much of your stuff as you can in 5 minutes. And then we're out of here.
Young Mike lies on a couch.
What about the rest of our stuff?
We'll buy new stuff. Come on, it'll be fun.
He grabs several items. Daytime. Mike walks with his mom on a baseball field in Poway, California.
I don't know anyone here. Then you can be anyone you want.
A man stands at the plate.
That's your new coach. He seemed real nice. He'll look after you. Can I just come with you? You know the drill, new town. Mom's got some job interviews. Didn't you want to play baseball again?
The coach walks up to Mike and his mom.
This is Mike. He likes baseball. I might be a little late to pick you up. I'll do my best, okay?
Hey, Mike, I'm Dave Grissom.
Dave Grissom Motors.
Dave Grissom Motors. That's right. Looks like you didn't bring any gear. Which is a good thing, because I've got some for you. You know the game?
I want to play first base. Mm. Like Wheel the Thrill.
Well, I think might be able to do even better than first.
Now, Ginny joins Al and Buck in the office.
We're skipping your next start.
What? 2 days off in 10 days.
What he means is we have 2 days off in the next 10 days. You're our fifth starter. That allows us to start our number one pitcher against the Giants.
I need to pitch. I've been working on this cutter. It's ready. If this is about what happened in L.A.
It's not.
I want to pitch.
And I want abs like Bradley Cooper, but it's not happening.
She leaves the office.
Who's Bradley Cooper?
Ginny walks past the locker room.
Hey, everything okay?
We're skipping my start.
That makes sense. We got 2 days off in 10 days. Al can pitch Sonny twice.
I want to pitch.
You don't want to catch. It's not all about you, rookie.
You're right. I'm actually glad I'm missing a start. If you're playing first base, I heard about spring training. 2 errors on one play.
Ball took a bad bounce. Should have been scored a hit and an error. Mm-hmm.
Ginny smiles and starts away.
So you're working on the cutter, right?
Yeah, you want to see it?
No.
Smirking, she walks off. Amelia enters Oscar's office.
Hey, if you hear about the bobblehead, it's just the vendor's first pass just to get the conversation started.
I feel like more of a conversation ender to me.
Yeah, you should have seen the first crack at Lawson. It's like they dipped his head in pencil shavings.
Nude photos of Ginny are about to explode all over the internet.
Huh?
An ex of hers was hacked. He had selfies from years ago. It's about to break on a bunch of rogue websites.
No, 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 no. We can't let that happen.
There's nothing we can do. We can't even find the hacker. We've tried lawyers, cyber detectives, everything. Our job now is to manage it.
Exactly. How long have you known about this?
There was no point in telling you until we knew that it was unstoppable.
Yeah, right. No, Major League Baseball doesn't have any lawyers or anything.
Cease and desist orders against websites that sell crack and Croatian wives ain't gonna cut it,
Oscar. You know what ain't gonna cut it? It's that stuff keeps happening to your client and my player. Are there any other surprises that I should know about? Because it'd be nice, for once, to get in front of one. A whole generation of young women look up to
A whole generation of boys look up to male athletes with far worse on their phone, and nobody gives a crap about that, Oscar.
You're right. It's unfair. Women are objectified in ways that men aren't. But that's our reality, and this is going to be a disaster for all of us.
Thank you for mansplaining that to me.
Oscar glances away.
Always wanted to use that word.
All right, so what's the plan?
I'm working on it.
Amelia heads for the door.
We're not through talking about these bobbleheads either.
I should be so lucky.
In the team training room, a tall player approaches Mike, who takes an ice bath.
You gonna stay in there all night?
Just thaw me out before the next game. 5 minutes in the microwave, I should be fine.
Hey, Mike, Sonny, I want you to meet Levon Duarte. As you know, he'll be catching for us in San Francisco.
Sonny shakes Oscar's hand. Completely naked, Mike stands up and faces Levon.
Levon, I've heard you could be one of the greats. Someday.
I followed your career for a long time. My father was a fan.
They trade smiles.
Sonny, why don't you show Levon around the clubhouse?
Sonny eyes Mike, who stares at Levon.
This season would be nice.
Come on.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure was mine.
Mike looks at Oscar.
Hey, I gave myself a handicap. I'm in an ice bath.
Thanks for greeting him like a juvenile.
Thanks for giving me a heads up that you were signing him in the first place.
Listen, odds are he's up here until Besner comes off the deal.
Oscar, he's here to take my job. You flew halfway across the world and handed it to him.
Oh, so now I have to apologize for signing new players. What about the catcher you replaced?
Mike crosses his arms.
Yvonne's catching for us in San Francisco. Not full time. Yet. Don't make me speed up the timetable.
By trading me?
Relax, you have no trade clause.
And yet, not relaxed.
Well, it's a good thing I run a business. And not a day spa.
Mike glares off.
I played more than 200 consecutive games to earn this. Do you know how many games this kid played in to earn his? Zero. His mom went to NFLShop.com to get it for him.
Zero.
The best place to get authentic NFL gear, NFLShop.com.
Hey, Mickey, listen, I need you to watch the kids. We had to flee the country.
Hey, Ben, are you hungry?
Whoa, yikes!
Why didn't we pay for it?
I don't have any money.
I would have paid for you.
Is that a black card?
I'm so fancy. You were ready.
Whoa.
I think she's dead.
What's everybody thinking for dinner?
We just ate breakfast.
All right, well, good morning.
The Mick, coming this January to Fox.
Ginny and Amelia stroll outside the stadium.
How'd it go with Oscar?
Really good. He was sympathetic and supportive. We're pooling our resources and coming up with a plan.
It went that bad?
You just keep your head down, like we said. Focus on pitching.
No, I'm not pitching at all. Not in San Francisco. They're skipping my start.
Not after I talk to them, they're not.
No, Amelia, please don't. Anyway, I tried. Al wouldn't have it.
Ginny, I know this is hard for you. But I want you to know, when I decided to take you on, I didn't do it because I thought it was easy. We're breaking a barrier here. Even if some small-minded bloggers and their tighty-whities insist on leering and jeering along the way.
You know, when Jackie Robinson made it to the majors, some of his teammates started a petition to keep him off the team. One day before a game, a player threw Black Hat onto the field, said it was his cousin. That day, Jackie doubled and scored and told the guy, I guess my cousin's pretty happy now. I'm not comparing myself to Jackie Robinson because that would be ridiculous. The leering and jeering? I can take the leering and jeering as long as I get to play. But I'm not even in the damn game right now. I need to get back on the hill.
You will.
I'll see you up there.
Hey.
Hey.
You coming to San Francisco?
I am. Are you?
Yeah. Why wouldn't I be?
I heard that you got hurt.
No. That's the other catcher.
Oh, I thought that I heard something about you being replaced by a catcher from Cuba.
No.
Then where's he from?
Levon is from Cuba, but he's not replaced me. Not for a long time. Maybe never. He's my backup. So were you guys just talking about me?
I'm not doing this, Mike.
Doing what?
This, like, thrust and parry flirty talk or go to dinner with you in San Francisco.
I didn't ask you to dinner. You said you don't do road trips.
In San Francisco, the players get off the team bus. Mike follows Sonny onto the parking lot.
Sonny, did you go over hitters with Levon?
Nope.
You sat next to him on the flight.
He says when he deals with hitters, he goes by feel.
Goes by feel.
They watch Levon strut away from the team bus.
Yeah.
In a hotel lobby, Blip spots Ginny.
You do know it's just a quirk in the schedule, right? We have 2 days off in 10 days, so...
The whole world's about to see me naked.
What?
I sent some selfies to an ex.
Are you serious?
Years ago, he got hacked, and now they're coming out online on some sketchy underground websites.
First, you're going to tell me the name of this ex so I could teach him about internet security the hard way.
But
second, you need to explain to me, why would you even take those type of photos, Ginny?
First, I don't need your help with an ex. Second, like you've never been lonely on the road. Let's see your phone.
I like my Yorkie. I take pictures of him sometimes in outfits. I don't feel comfortable showing that around. Besides, you are a woman. You gotta be smarter than that.
Smarter.
Unlike me, I should not have said that.
It's my body. It's my damn business. I didn't do anything wrong, except maybe show zero photography skills.
I'm sorry, Ginny. I really am. And if I could trade places with you for 1 second, I would. Seriously. I mean, you know. Blip unwrapped, that would blow up the internet.
Have you seen Amelia?
He looks across the lobby.
Thanks.
Ginny joins Amelia by the check-in counter.
Amelia, you're right. We need to be creative and ambitious.
I'm so glad to hear you say that.
So I've got an idea, but I don't think you're going to like it, and it may make things even worse.
What's not to like?
At a game.
We head into the top of the sixth inning, and Levon Duarte digs in.
Oh, I love this guy, too. He's the real deal. Power hitter, got a big arm. The Padres are really high on him.
Levon swings at a pitch.
That ball is well hit.
He tosses the bat.
And gone. And that's a home run for the rookie in his first major league at bat. Unbelievable.
Does Levon know we're down 6-2?
I guess not.
I don't think the Giants really appreciated Levon's bat flip.
After the game, Al enters a training room to find Ginny on a treadmill.
What are you doing?
Getting my running in.
You already ran this morning.
It's been crazy lately, and since you won't let me pitch.
I'm not punishing you.
Well, on that mound is the only place that feels normal.
Turn that off.
I'm working on a cutter. You want to see it?
No, I don't. You're done. Now go get showered and dressed. I'm taking you out.
Excuse me?
You're taking an evening, and you're not going to think about your cutter or your missed start or that cannonball into that swimming pool. You're going out with me tonight.
I have a shrink.
And I have a dietitian. But we're still going out on the town. And you are going to enjoy the best gnocchi outside of Italy served by waiters who knew DiMaggio. You're in my hometown, Baker, and if this place can't clear your head, nothing can. Now go, go. Go get showered. Here.
He tosses her a towel.
Thank you.
In the locker room, reporters interview the team. They spot Levon.
Levon, two homers today. Impressive.
Some of the Giants didn't like that bat flip in the game you lost 9-3.
Entiendo. Can we get his interpreter here? Where's Julio?
No entiendo.
Levon, please. Just one.
Levon walks out.
Mike, what do you think about a rookie flipping his bat in a 9-3 loss?
Well, in his defense, we were only down 6-1 when he hit it.
Tell us about your error that kept the inning going in the second.
Like I said, I backed up on the ball. Thanks, guys.
One last question. Does Levon's style of play bug old schoolers like you?
Mike gives the reporter a look.
Levon is a rising star. He brings an enthusiasm that's contagious. We're delighted to have him in the lineup.
Later, Mike faces Oscar in an office.
He's a punk. Preps hitters by checking their horoscopes, flips his bat like we won 9-3, stiffs the press in a smirking Spanish when his English is better than half the Americans on the team.
He's new, he'll learn.
Yeah, as soon as the guy who signed him makes him play by the same rules as everyone else.
Oh, you think he's afraid of me?
Do you think he's afraid of anybody else in this clubhouse?
I can think of a good way to find out.
I'll tell you what he's afraid of. A pair of bright, shining lights 10 miles from the shore. Because when you see those lights out there from your leaky boat, Coast Guard's gonna nab you and send you straight back to Cuba. That happened to him 5 times before baseball got him off the island. But hey, it's better than getting eaten by a shark or being jailed like his parents.
Furrowing his brow, Mike gets up from his seat.
I'll talk to him. He's gonna need a little time. He didn't get here by following rules.
A lot of guys in that clubhouse had rough childhoods.
In a flashback, Dave throws a pitch to young Mike.
Good.
Let me show you something. You get a low pitch like that? Okay, you get a low pitch. Lift your glove up. Frame it as a strike. You got it? Good. You got a real gift as a backstop, you know that?
It's boring, Coach. Can I just play first?
Well, is boring to have the most important job on the field? Because a catcher knows everything. He knows every pitcher and every hitter sideways and backwards. He knows how to be a diplomat, how to protect his pitchers from the ump, how to position the outfielders, right? And the catcher is the real boss, Mike, the natural leader. And that's you. Doesn't get to wear all that armor like a medieval knight.
Hey. Dave, you said you were going to meet us across the street. We're late.
Yeah, honey, I lost track of time.
We made a reservation.
My mom will be here. It's a short walk to the bus. I like to walk.
Okay. We'll see you next time, Mike. Good practice.
Standing on home plate, Mike watches the coach leave with his family.
I think I need to run off that gnocchi. I need a marathon, actually.
Gnocchi was a marathon. This is a cool down. Sit.
Al sits on a bench.
I don't do well sitting still.
There's a city out there, Baker, in case you haven't noticed, which you haven't.
You're right.
Ginny looks out at the city.
It's a nice one.
Used to come here when I was a kid. Played Little League about a mile from here.
So this was your spot.
Yeah. You know, baseball, the head games, the need to perform, it's like this big wet fish. You cling too tightly and slips through your hands. So that's why I started coming here before the Little League All-Star game, before the state championship. Before I asked my wife to marry me. Times the pressure was gonna swallow me whole for some peace in here.
Did it work for you?
Never, not a once.
But there's a first time for everything, right?
Yeah.
The pitcher's mound can't be your normal, Baker. Hell, a whole baseball career is just a tiny sliver of your life. You better be ready to find happiness without it.
Ginny nods. Smiling, they take in the view of the city. Ginny's smile fades. At a bar with Blip, Mike glares at Levon.
Do I hate Levon because he's so good or because he's so annoying?
The young catcher chats with 2 women.
He even has more game with the ladies than you.
I think we just hit the trifecta.
Mike spots Amelia.
Be right back.
If she has anything to say about it, you probably will.
She and I are fine, okay?
Amelia.
Didn't we meet in a hotel once upon a time?
It's quite the fairy tale. Surprise ending, too. Nice catching up.
Listen, I just want to make sure that you and I are okay.
Of course.
If for no other reason, for Jenny.
Yeah, so let's get along for the sake of the kid.
She's important to you. She's important to me. Amelia, for the team.
She wears a thoughtful expression.
Stop with the face.
This is my thinking face.
Yeah, well, your thinking face looks eerily close to your judgy face.
You're right. Ginny comes first.
Okay, thank you.
So you want to help her? And the team?
Yeah.
Good. But once you're in Lawson, there is no turning back.
Daytime. At the stadium, Blip, Mike, Ginny, and the other players enter the visitor locker room.
Levon missed early work.
You prep with Pete?
Pete couldn't find him. At least he blew me off to my face.
Probably not back from his double date.
Oh, here he comes.
Levon strolls in.
I don't want to judge.
Don't judge.
Whatever you do at night, believe me, I've done it harder and longer, but I never skip the work.
You gotta hit the batting cage.
Is there a problem here?
Yeah, Levon was...
Nope.
All good.
Al looks at Ginny, who gives a nod.
Dude, what are you doing? He was late for practice.
You want to compare attendance records? We've all been late for practice.
In a flashback.
Second base!
Dave hits a ball from home plate.
Good.
Mike runs onto the field.
Mike, you're over an hour late. That is not how we do it here.
Dave hits another ball. Mike walks up to the coach.
Might have to quit the team. My mom's car broke down. The belt, I think. Rick was already hard to find, and now she's late for interviews. Took me 2 buses to get here.
Later, Mike gets in his mom's car. She looks at him from the driver's seat.
So?
Mike hands her cash.
Great job, baby. Let's get you some dinner to celebrate.
Now in the locker room.
Yeah, I definitely feel a new responsibility after being an all-star to help the team dig in right
now.
We hear there's been some tension between you and your teammate.
And that you missed a practice today.
No entiendo.
Oh, come on, Levon. There's a club translator 50 yards from here.
Hey, guys, come on. Time's up. You know how this works. No press in the clubhouse 2 hours before game time. Give him a break. Barely speaks any English. Unfortunately, I'm fluent in Spanish, thanks to Mrs. Miranda in the 9th through 12th grades. And he told me exactly what he wants to say. I got you, buddy. He missed his warm-up. He says that he's, you know, finding his way around here. But what he has found is the value of humility, of respecting those with experience, those that know better. And he says that he wants to learn from the greats so that someday, and honestly, that day may never come, he might be one of them. Because he knows it's not easy to get here. Not for anyone. So why blow it for the whole team? No us for that, Levon?
Levon smirks as Mike walks back to his locker. In the stadium, Levon walks up to Mike in a corridor.
Hey, you made me look like a fool.
Thanks, but you did that pretty well on your own.
It's not your business if I speak to press.
I hate to break it to you, but I'm still captain, so it is my business.
I play hard off the field. I deliver on it. That's what you don't like, old man.
Yeah, I'm older. I can count. And yeah, I'm jealous that you get to skip the work, hit homers, and throw out runners while being hungover. But you're younger, which means I know things you don't.
Like how to beat on rookies?
How to be a better catcher.
I deserve to be here. Guys sacrificed.
I know you did. You want a short career? Do it your way. You want to play for 15 years and make it to Cooperstown? Do it mine. In English, this is where you say, yes, Captain. Thank you, Captain.
And you be captain. Me? I'm gonna be catcher.
Levon walks off. In an office, Oscar takes several pills. Amelia faces him from a chair.
You wanted a plan to neutralize those selfies. This is it.
No, I want you to solve the problem, not create a brand new one.
So you're saying the Padres aren't comfortable with it?
I'm saying it's risky, and I need to run it by MLB.
I shouldn't have come here just now.
No, you should have come to me with all this a lot sooner.
Later on the field.
Remember, it's the seventh inning. Padres skipper Al Luongo is running low on relief pitchers, especially after getting deep in the bullpen in last night's loss.
Liam Dunbar steps in here with a man on and the Giants trailing by one. And that ball is hit deep to left, hand into the wall, gone. Home run, and the Giants take a 7-6 lead.
It's going to be one of those days.
And that's going to be all for Hunter. The AT&T call to the bullpen brings out manager Al Luongo to make a pitching change here in the seventh inning.
Got one up.
Al walks to the mound.
It looks like he's calling for Doherty here to put out the tire fire.
The pitch, ground ball, through Mike Lawson's legs. 2-run score, and this game is tied here in the ninth.
Al repeatedly steps onto the field.
And here comes the skipper, and he's going to go with the right-hander. Al is calling for the lefty. And it's going to be the righty here in the 10th. So after 11 innings, it's the Giants and the Padres all tied up at 10.
How's the bullpen?
They're running dangerously low on right arms.
Al glances around the dugout. He walks up to Ginny.
Remember I told you to come to San Francisco and not think about baseball?
Yeah.
We'll start thinking about baseball. Mama.
Ginny gets up from the bench. She removes her jacket. She grabs her glove and exits the dugout.
Hey, Kipe, look who's warming up. Giants fans are going to get their first look at Ginny Baker.
I love this.
Later.
That ball is hit into the gap. Here comes Sanders around third. The throw is way late. Safe. Padres grab the lead here in the 13th. Moore trying to close out the Giants.
He throws a pitch.
Ball four, and the bases are loaded. Only one out, and the Padres clinging to that one-run lead.
And El Luongo is calling for the righty. And folks, guess what? Ginny Baker is coming in to pitch in a relief role facing a bases-loaded jam.
Faces Ginny on the mound.
I'm going to bring the infield in. I need you to get the next guy to hit a grounder to any infielder not named Mike Lawson. You ever relieved before?
Not even in the minor league.
Seriously?
Seriously. It was the first time for everything, right?
Make me look smart, Baker.
Al hands her the ball. Ginny turns to face Mike.
What do you want to do here?
Yvonne smirks. In a flashback, Dave and Mike's mom stand outside young Mike's room.
You sent him to scam me.
Do you want him in practice or not?
I've learned your mind now, what, 7 times? This is how you behave.
Grab your things. We're leaving. We're leaving right now.
But why?
Mike walks out of his room. He looks at Dave in the living room.
Can I live with you?
The coach knits his brow.
Mike, I wish you could. I have a family. There's just no way.
Hey! I want you out of here right now.
Dave and Mike's mom share a look. The coach starts away, then turns to Mike.
Mike, listen to me. You don't have to do what she says. All right? Okay, not if you don't think it's right. You're strong. You make the right choice. And if she's not going to be the adult, then you can be.
Mike gives a nod. Dave pats the boy on the shoulder. He crosses the apartment to the front door and leaves. Now on the mound.
What do you want to do here?
Mike glances at Levon.
He's your catcher. Trust him.
All right, let's go.
Heard you have a cutter.
Yeah, I don't know if I can throw for a strike yet.
Good. Don't. He'll swing if it's close. This guy? Play with him in the WBC. Likes to be a hero. Just don't throw it in the backstop.
That's enough. Let's go.
Levon and the umpire return to home plate.
And here we go. Bases loaded. One out. 11-10 Padres. There's nowhere to put Luke Brady. Ginny Baker peers in for the sign from Duarte.
Ginny sets, and here's the pitch. Brady swings, a hard smash toward first. There's one, back to first, a double play. And there's your ball game. Ginny Baker battles out of the jam, and the Padres win. Oh, oh my.
Just like they drew it up. And the game ends on a nice backhanded play by Mike Lawson. A one-pitch save for Ginny Baker on a 3-2-3 double play. You don't see that often.
Later.
You sure fooled that hitter. He crushed that ball.
You sure fooled everyone by catching it.
Oh. You might just stay up here.
Nice play. Looks like we found our first baseman.
In a flashback, Mike's mom gets in the car in a neighborhood. Mike climbs in the back seat.
Where are we going?
starters, Mom's got an appointment and I'm gonna need your help.
Forcing a smile, Mike's mom drives down the street. Tears well in her eyes. Mike looks out the backseat window as they pass Dave across the street. The coach watches the car pass.
Mike, I need your help, and I'll buy you a video game, okay?
She glances at her son.
You don't need your father. If he cared about us, we wouldn't be leaving.
Mike looks at her.
I'm sorry, honey. That's not how I wanted it.
Standing in the middle of the street, Dave watches the car drive off. Tears stream down young Mike's face.
I'm getting cold feet.
It's the right thing to do, you big baby.
You're such a Boy Scout.
I've been called worse. Excuse me, guys. Thanks.
Mike, quick question.
Yvonne just learned English. Go talk to him.
I have a source that says you might be put on waivers in an effort to trade you.
That's a question for the front office, not me. Thanks.
What the hell?
I don't know.
Blip and Mike continue out of the clubhouse. In a photo studio, Amelia faces Ginny, who wears a white robe.
Relax. You're gonna look amazing.
She turns to a photographer.
Can you shut that?
He closes a dark curtain. Adjusting her robe, Ginny looks across the wide room. She spots Mike and Blip entering the studio. Grinning, Mike gives a shrug. At the stadium, a crew sorts through the players' gear. A sports broadcast plays.
So old selfies of a female athlete were leaked to the internet. Is anyone surprised? Really? Some loser with a laptop invaded Ginny Baker's privacy to tell us what we already know. Ginny Baker's got a body. A damn good body, actually. And annoying as it is to have her personal life hacked to shreds, Ginny Baker must have realized at some point it's not embarrassing that the world's seeing her body. It's empowering. Why not show it off even more and bring along a few friends?
Wearing robes, Mike and other players file in. Ginny hugs Amelia. The pitcher peeks behind a curtain at her male teammates. Mike closes the curtain.
Folks, have you seen these? Well, you're gonna see a lot of them. These ESPN body issue pictures were sent out early to promote the magazine. Now, we can be cynical about it. Say it's just damage control. But hey, it worked. We're talking about these pictures instead of those old selfies stolen by some idiot troll who I hope someday finds himself in jail.
A short five-game road trip, and they made lots of news, some of it even on the field. Let's start with the baseball. The Padres started their road trip 6 games back in the...
Ginny stands before a white backdrop. She spots Mike glancing at her between the curtain.
Busted.
She closes the partition. Ginny removes her robe. In a lounge area, Amelia joins Oscar on a leather couch.
Nice touch. Pulling in the guys.
Whole world ought to know. Padres don't discriminate.
You just earned yourself a nice long conversation about bobbleheads.
They share a smile. Combined black and white photos show the naked team posing with their gear.
And so she turned a sexist double standard on its head. Her very... very male teammates joined in and made this an equal opportunity photo spread. You can probably tell by the look on my face, I am very glad they did that.
Outside the stadium, the players file off the team bus. Sonny hugs a woman waiting by the door. Another player hugs a young girl. Mike watches his teammates greet waiting family members. Ginny and Blip follow him into a parking structure.
Ginny, Evelyn wants you to come to dinner tonight so you can explain what you did to my reputation.
I'm in.
Mike, you want to join us?
Another night flipping through Yorkie pictures? No, thanks. I'm going to turn in early tonight.
Yeah, we're supposed to believe that?
Blip opens the passenger door for Ginny.
Hey, call me if you change your mind.
Mike waves. Yvonne finds Oscar standing by a luxury sports car.
Ooh, sweet ride. Did you buy it with your bonus?
Yeah.
How stupid. No, there are dealers out there that will let you lease this for $1 a month, just so that people can see you driving their car, but But then again, you're a rookie. Nice road trip.
You're welcome.
You think you're ready to catch for us full time?
Only if you're ready to win full time.
Oh, I am, which is why you're back on the bench against Cincinnati.
And have you been talking to Mike Lawson? Or you do not believe what your eyes see?
Actually, I have a decent eye for talent, which is why I'm well compensated for it. Thank you very much. And I can see that you have all the tools, which is why I traveled halfway across the world to sign you. There's no bigger fan of you than me. You're the future, Levon. But there's this thing between your ears that hasn't developed past the low minors. And because it needs more seasoning, I see your ass playing behind Mike Lawson for a while.
After what I did in San Francisco and Colorado?
The air's thin in Colorado. Warning track outs at Petco. Oh, yeah. Hey, listen, Levon. This team is in transition. You have an opportunity here. A good one. So instead of shutting everyone out, you need to start studying their hitters. Start studying our pitchers. And prove to me that you're up for this. Mike Lawson, he's not getting any younger. You may have to start sooner than I want. Injuries happen. Stuff happens. You've got to be ready to step up.
Levon holds his stare on Oscar.
You're welcome.
The GM walks away. In a neighborhood, Mike sits in his parked SUV. He rolls down the window and looks at a home across the street. Now with gray hair, Dave walks down his driveway to a mailbox. Mike steps out of his car.
Grandpa, pitch to me!
Again? You never stop.
A young boy rushes onto the lawn. A middle-aged man joins them. Dave pitches to his grandson. Mike watches the family play on the lawn.
You come and try to take me.
He gets back in his SUV. Dave runs after the ball in the grass. Mike rolls up his window. Later, at home, Mike stands alone in his rec room by a large window. He pulls out his cell phone and sits in a chair. Mike furrows his brow as he rests the phone on his leg.
You and I together, but only one of us survive.
He picks up his phone and looks up Ginny's contact information. His thumb hovers over her name. Glancing away, he sets down the phone.
Everybody knows.
He swivels his chair around and stares out the large window looking out into the backyard.